Bez Hashem, continue the Pele Yoyd, so it's Aleph, Shin 111, in a new topic. The topic is Oino'a. There are two types of Oino'a. What is Oino'a? Oino'a is Oino'a's Mammon, and Oino'a is Oino'a's Dvarim. Is harming people with words or harming people with money. Okay, that is Oino'a. Aleph Vav Nun Aleph Hei, Oino'a. And we first begin with Oino'a's Mammon. What is Oino'a? We're not going through all the halachas of Oino'a. We'll discuss some points that the Pele Yoyetz feels is appropriate to discuss over here. Oino'a b'mekach u'memka yesh ba'iser ma'isif al iser gezel. Besides for stealing, when it comes to Oino'a, which is generally understood as charging more than a sixth of the market value, Oino'a, there's Oino'a of mekach u'memkar, business transactions, which is added on to the iser of stealing. Shoyver gamkein aloisainu, because a person transgresses another specific, unique iser deraisa. Loisainu is ish es amisai. Don't afflict, don't charge more, as it's learned out, don't be dishonest. V'hein ba'ovei nishkechot toiras Oino'a mirabim mi'ami ha'aretz. The Pele Yoyetz says, many Amoratzim. Amoratzim means people don't learn Torah. They totally forgot about the Isser of Oino'a. They don't even know it exists to avoid it. Ki lo yedu mahi Oino'a, they don't know what Oino'a is. Ela b'shem charifus v'shtadlus yikrula. They're going to say, I'm a shrewd businessman. What are you talking about? And he's going to discuss what that means. I just want to point out, there's another horrific iser, very serious iser, that sometimes I hear people talking, and when something is like so obvious to you, and you think you hear or see something, you tell yourself, no, that's a mistake. And this is ribis, interest. Everyone here, and of course the people listening, you say, well, everyone knows interest is osur, ribis is osur. But you'd be surprised. There are yidden. I'll say there's a religious Jews who charge other Jews with interest. It's osur, ribis is ribis. You can't do that. That's 100% osur. In the same way, person washes their hands before they eat bread, like these halachas we're learning in Mishnah Berurah here. So they figure, okay, you're going to charge someone interest. You're doing business. You charge interest. How else do you make money? It's 100% osur. Oinish of Oino'a. The punishment of a person who transgresses Oino'a in business. V'din geromo sha'olam hoylech mismaitet v'galgal ha'niyus chayza ba'olam. When a person is involved with the iser of Oino'a, and we'll get into specific details of what it falls into the category of Oino'a in the next discussion, the next few lines, he causes and brings poverty to the world. Galgal ha'niyus chayza ba'olam k'mayim ra'novi. As the Navi Yirmiyah says in Perik Yizayin Pasuk Aleph, Oise Oisher V'loy B'mishpat. A person, he makes money, but not in an honest way. B'chatzi Yomov Yazvenu. In half of his life, he will lose it. Yazvenu. The person will not live out his life to enjoy this wealth that he acquired by stealing. When I say stealing, it could be any aspect of acquiring this money incorrectly. A person acquires the wealth incorrectly, illegally. It could be that he'll also live, but the money will leave him. What's more pashup shot of the pasuk? V'chatzi yamav yazvenu. Half of his days, he'll lose the money. What happened? What's going on? The same way I made these $10 million the first time around. Why isn't this working anymore?
It's catching up to him.
Dvar Hashem befi Nevi'ov Emes, and the words of Hashem through his Nevi'ov, through his prophets, are truth, are words of Emes. Im nira odom sho'ise oval umiskayim loy oshroi.
So you're going to tell me, what are you talking about? I get these questions. You're going to say, you know how many ganavim are out there and they live to a ripe old age? Okay, you know how many ganavim are out there? And we just said over here, they're going to lose their money. They lose their money. And then the person starts listing off. He's up to number 335 already. So I want to tell you something. What the Pel Yoyitz is about to say might not be the best answer everybody's going to appreciate. But if you really take a step back and hear what he's saying, it's a worse punishment than the first case. What does he say over here?
Bevadai sheyehe oyshe shom lebailov liroasoi.
The money, all that wealth that Hashem permits that individual to keep, is to his detriment. It's not his benefit. Al derech hakosov, based on the pasuk that says in Devarim, Perek Zayin, pasuk Yod, u'mishalem l'soynov el ponov lahavidoi. Hashem repays his enemies. He gives them this wealth to punish them. So much money is a curse to many people.
I've seen it.
It's the curse to many people. We're not just talking about the fighting that goes on between siblings because this one figures he only has $10 million and that one has $10.5 million. It's that little half million, half a million more. We're not talking about those cases. We're talking about the $30 million, the $50 million that ruin people's lives. You know what the main reason why it ruins their lives? Because they forget about one major thing, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They forget about Hashem. They forget about Hashem. What did Hashem do? He gave the Nachash the unlimited credit card. Unlimited! No annual payments necessary, no charges. Here, you take the credit card, you got the chip in there, you got the swipe, you got the snap, whatever you want, it's all there. You put the Nachash has it in his phone, it's all there. And it's unlimited. And you know what Hashem says to the Nachash? I don't want to see you again for the rest of your existence. That's what Hashem says to the Nachash. That's the worst. And unfortunately, these people, they think they are responsible for their wealth. They think it's their cunning, their business skills, everything besides Hashem. And that's the biggest punishment. And the Chayyus HaVavus elaborates on this. And he says, you know why this is the biggest punishment? I'll tell you why he says this is the biggest punishment. Because after these people leave this world, and they did not do a tshuva, they have nothing for Olam Haba. They have nothing for Olam Haba. Hashem gave them all the reward in the 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 120 years here in this world. So when people see others who are Rishoyim and they have all this wealth and fame and glory, or whatever it might be, and you say, Vidi Yosher, where's the Eibishta? People ask these questions, but they don't understand. That is the Eibishta. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's exactly what Hashem wants. Hashem wants to punish that person with all that money, and the person doesn't think for a millisecond to improve his ways. And Hashem is giving him Lahavidoi. Mishaleim l'soynov, Hashem repays his enemies, el ponov, to his face, lahavidoi, to destroy him, to get him lost, and he will not have anything, olam haba. And that's why this is the worst punishment. Like I said, at first people don't like to hear such an answer like this. People like to see the situation better when you see that Russia, he loses the money. He says, ah, you see MS, you see justice. Do we believe in Hashem? Do you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to understand that our Father knows what He's doing. And He's throwing all that wealth at these people. La'avidoi. So they'll be lost for Olam HaBa.